There is a prejudice against the spoken lie, but none against any other, and by examination and mathematical computation, I find that proportion of the spoken lie to the other varieties is 1 to 22,894. Therefore, the spoken lie is of no consequence, and it's not worthwhile to go around fussing about it and trying to make believe that it is an important matter. The silent, colossal national lie that is the support and confederate of all the tyrannies and shams and inequities and unfairnesses that afflict the people, that's the one to throw bricks and sermons at. That's Mark Twain from My First Lie and How I Got Out of It. And today, that I lead the show with that because I started to do a program about lying. I've done that before. Some of the ways to spot lying, but after reading this, the spoken lies really are of no consequence, but what we need to focus on are these national lies, these national lies by omission, national half-truths. We've been, for the last 4 or 5 weeks, talking about medical marijuana. We've been talking about hemp, industrial hemp. This is an ongoing lie because it's becoming obvious that we've been lied to about what this plant is and how it affects us. We've been pretty much kept in the dark about, for the last 79 years, for the ongoing national lie that marijuana is the reefer madness drug that was portrayed by the director of the Bureau of Narcotics back in 1936 and 37 to illegalize something that had been natural for humanity for all these years. Sam, go ahead and play that second clip. I want to start off with this too.
The active chemical in marijuana kills brain cancer cells. The study suggests that THC causes brain cancer cells to essentially eat themselves. In both studies with mice and humans, tumors exposed to the drug shrank. The study's authors say patients didn't suffer any toxic side effects, and the results could be used to develop new strategies for preventing tumor growth.
Strong evidence the active ingredient in marijuana may stop early cases of Alzheimer's disease. Researchers at the Scripps Institute found THC may prevent the progression of the disease by preserving levels of an important neurotransmitter that allows the brain to function. The discovery could lead to a more effective drug treatment for Alzheimer's, which is the leading cause of dementia among the elderly.
Here's a story you'll want to remember. Could marijuana really help with memory? New study out of Ohio University is looking into that possibility. Scientists say that specific elements of marijuana can be good for the aging brain by reducing inflammation. They also say it could possibly even stimulate the formation of new brain cells. Inflammation of the brain is believed to contribute to memory impairments.
Hundreds of studies suggest cannabis oil specifically has potential.
Harvard University did a study where brain cancer was being cured by cannabis oil.
But there are roadblocks to continuing that study.
We can't use it on humans because basically the government has taken all the rights.
A study at Canada's University of Saskatchewan found that a synthetic chemical, derived from marijuana actually makes new cells grow in rat brains, Mr. Capehart. After giving rats high doses of the chemical, researchers found a 40% increase in new brain cell formation. Drugs like alcohol and nicotine
suppress good, Sam. That's good, Sam. You know, we've heard so many reports from so many different sources about so many different reasons or possibilities for the medical and the miraculous cure of marijuana on different afflictions with humanity, and the question that all these people ask is why is that? Why is it? Well, Jim Strand sent me a note a couple weeks ago that stirred my interest in why does cannabis seem to cure so many problems in humanity? And the note that he sent me was real simple. It said, the reason why cannabinoids appear to cure so many illnesses is because prior to prohibition, they were part of the human food chain. Dairy cows ate feral hemp, which was rich in CBD, and passed the CBD to humans through their milk. Pigs, chickens, other livestock were also fed hemp, and the CBDs were in their meat and eggs. Beginning in 1937, the government eradicated all forms of feral and cultivated hemp, thus eliminating CBD from the human diet, of which it had been part of since prehistoric times. The rest of the story, well, 80 years later, human suffering, misery, untold millions of needless deaths, not to mention the needless millions that have suffered by the illegality of the plant. But that's what we were told. We were forced into a lie, and now, after almost 80 years of this forced lie, we're seeing the manifestation of the illness, the sickness, and for some strange reason, now people are wondering why CBD has such a miraculous effect. Well, like if we were told we couldn't eat broccoli for 80 years and we started eating broccoli, well, maybe the vitamins, the nutrients from that plant would be almost seen as miraculous too. So that's what this topic today is that if we do accept that we've been lied to, then what we need to understand too is that it's up to us to separate the spoken lies from the lies of omission. We need to understand that we're being programmed for a behavior that benefits the corporations that run this country. And they're not really going to help us find cures for things that they're selling us their symptom solutions for. But this is Captain Fred right now. I need to kind of tell everybody where we are. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're live today. This is Saturday, September the 10th, 2016. And the phone lines are going to be open. I think they're open right now. The phone number to call, of course, is 512-716-1897 or 716-1883 or 512-716-1603. The phone lines will be open for a while, and I think Jim Strand with Green Acres Hemp Farm is with us already, standing by. Jimbo, are you still there?
I'm here, Fred.
Man, you know, over the few weeks we've been trying to illuminate some of the truths about hemp and medical marijuana, and you being in the industry really give us a leg up on understanding the realities of these plants. And I think over the last few weeks, we've helped the listeners of RBN to kind of understand what this topic is really discussing, and what we're really trying to get to is bringing back something that's been outlawed, that's natural to humanity. And it just is frustrating to sometimes see the confusion between recreational marijuana and the and what you guys are doing there in the San Luis Valley in Colorado. You know, do you run into this? I know you meet people constantly. You're continually trying to explain the differences, aren't you?
Yeah, it's an everyday thing, but it's getting less and less for sure. But people definitely need to be educated a little more between the difference between hemp and medical marijuana, for sure.
Yeah, I understand that too, but for practical purposes, medical marijuana is a different kind of plant, but it does have a lot of the same cannabinoids, but it reacts differently to the body than the hemp CBD. But I was looking at an article by Mike Adams, the health ranger, and he really discusses it a lot like as being a food supplement too, and you and I have talked about that too, and we've been experimenting a little bit with the juice extracts, and I think you feel the same way. The hemp is actually a nutritional plant more than it is a psychoactive plant.
Yeah, exactly. It's got the nutrition facts in it because of the CBDs. When people are taking it, they get a lot more, they get more ambition. They got more pep, you know. It's incredible. But like you're saying, it's something that's been out of our diet for so long. When you take it, that's why you notice such a big difference.
I have to agree with that. It's not that I don't feel good, but after I've taken the hemp oil CBD, I just get a charge of clarity in my mind, and I just feel better. It's almost like a more natural feeling than it is without it. Yeah, you know.
The energy levels go through the roof with people when they start taking it. That's for sure.
I know that a lot of the listeners have called you and have been using the hemp oil, and I know you're getting a lot of positive responses about it. But today, given that we've been kept in the dark by so much, I myself ran into one of the synchronicities of your work, and there was a gentleman that I had been talking with for 2 or 3 weeks. And I didn't really know who he was, and then he told me that his sister had been in the hospice for stage 4 cancer on her tongue, and he told me that you had helped her on quite a bit. I'm not sure that she's able to recover or is recovering, but you've helped her so much. Can you tell me some more about that? Because I didn't really mention that much the other day to you when I heard about that. But that woman is and her family is so grateful to you, and she's seeing a marked change since she started using. But she's not using the hemp oil; she's using the medical grade CBD oil, right?
Yes, she is. It's actually a synthetic form that we pull out of the leaf through alcohol. And that is exactly what she's on. The guy you were talking about, it's funny, you've been talking to him for 3 weeks, and here we're all friends. But anyways, he came to me. She had been put in hospice about 4 weeks ago, and the day he came to talk to me, it was the day before they put her in there with stage 4 tongue cancer. We got her on the CBD, the medical grade CBD synthetic oil, and within the seventh pill she took, hospice, her tumor had shrunk halfway, and they released her from hospice. She's been home for 3 to 4 weeks now, and she is just doing wonderful. I talked to her yesterday, and she's still doing her medicine. We have to do it until it's gone, but she has improved 100%, and she has a life now to where she should have been not with us anymore with the last 2 or 3 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago. So it's an incredible thing.
Well, you know, the whole concept of hadn't really dawned on me until you sent me that note of we're not discovering something new. We're rediscovering something very old is what it is. And that's what really kind of infuriates me, that a medical establishment that professes to try to help humanity has done so much to obscure something that humanity's been using for millennium. And that's the criminal nature. That's the reason why I wanted to start the show today by saying this is a national lie we need to address ourselves to. All the spoken lies that are going on right now with all this election, it's just bullshit. But, you know, the truth is that we need to address ourselves to these national lies more than anything else. But, you know, one thing that needs to be clear, I think people need to understand when we're broadcasting this, is that the medical grade marijuana oils are only legal in the state of Colorado, and I think now Washington and possibly Oregon, and now Texas has legalized the medical CBD for use on certain kinds of epilepsy, and I'm not really sure how that's playing out. But for people that are interested in trying to pursue that kind of treatment, their only real choice is to move to Colorado right now or move to one of the states where that's legal. Is that right?
Yeah, if you want to do the medical marijuana oils, that's got some THC in it, so that's something that you have to be in a state that's legal for that. I think there's, 26 states that are medical marijuana legal now?
I think so, too. I think it's 26 now.
Yeah, and people can make their own oil. You just have to be careful, but if you research it and you're careful, it can definitely be done at home.
Yeah, you can find a lot of the YouTube how-tos about using the Rick Simpson alcohol process. I think that's the most popular, making the oil or oil process. But hang on a second. There we go. I've heard that a lot of people are buying the hemp CBD in the oil form, like you sell legally anywhere in the United States. And what they're doing is that they're processing or cooking that with THC or the marijuana that they buy on the street. The problem with the marijuana on the street that it doesn't have the CBD in it that it's necessary for treatment. So what a lot of people I've heard are doing are actually cooking the THC along with the CBD in butter and coming up with a pretty good solution of CBD and THC. And I don't know if you had heard that before. I was talking to another patient for a particular ailment that the CBD's treatment. But have you heard that before?
Yeah, and actually we used to do a butter like that, but I had a guy the other day I was talking to who was actually doing that. And the thing about butter is when you put that into like an oil or a butter, it gets into your bloodstream a lot more than just taking it without an oil. So that's a good way to ingest it for sure.
Huh. Well, that would be a way, but it's kind of semi-illegal. I mean, you can buy the CBD legally, but the THC is in it. Hey, listen, Jimbo, we got the music coming up here. Hang on for a few more minutes. We'll be back. This is Captain Fred on RBN.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Baiano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare, don't despair, at www.bugoutpanama.net.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Anybody can tell lies. There's no merit in a mere lie. It must possess art. It must exhibit a splendid and plausible and convincing probability. That is to say, it must be powerfully calculated to deceive. Well, in this United States, all the lies have been calculated to deceive, and the deception that's gone on for the last 80 years with cannabis and the cannabinoids is being cracked. There's so much evidence that this is a benefit of humanity that's been controlled for the monetary gain of some very greedy and cruel individuals. Jim, this thing that you're involved in, that I'm now involved in, is so much more important than I believe the election of either one of these two people that are appearing to want to guide us out of this deception. I don't see that happening. I think that the deception is so deep. If they were, then they'd be discussing things that are important to humanity, like the revesting of CBD and hemp into our food chain. Don't you see that, Jim?
I do see that. I totally agree with you.
Well, I don't know. You know, it seems like when you're down in the trenches and you're beaten out day to day, and I see that's what you are, Jim. You're down in the trenches. You're growing a product that has been illegal for almost 80 years, and without a doubt, everybody that sees the plant has the same feeling about it. Why is this illegal? Why are we being held captive by the illegality of this plant? Why are our friends, our neighbors going to jail? This is the most criminal thing that's gone on to a country, I think, and to a world that's in the history of humanity. Where else? I mean, I've not seen anything that's ever been pulled out of humanity's repertoire of needs than this. I mean, it's obvious now that this thing helps humanity and civilization. How can we make this obvious? Is it going to be one person at a time that takes these CBDs and starts to understand it, or is there any way we can start to make some way by legislation? Do you think we can legislate this reality again, or do we have to prove it?
Well, I think it's in the works. It's so new, and it's been pushed back for so many years. The fight's on. It's definitely there. I think we're making headway for sure with it. But me having businesses and doing being an entrepreneur in my life and stuff, it's everything I've been successful is from word of mouth. So I believe the more people out here that are seeing this and taking it and believing in it, it's just helping us. It's helping the fight. It's coming around. And the great thing is it just has to be a friend. I mean, I can talk to someone until I'm blue in the face, but if their friend comes up and says, look, I did this, it's great, they're going to buy it. They're going to try it.
Right, sure. Right. Well, you know, you got to remember too. It's not dangerous.
No, not whatsoever.
No, and while the effects may be dubious and not understood, at least it's not dangerous. And secondly, it's not expensive. It's cheap, so it's worth a shot.
That's right.
But we'll be back in just a few minutes. This is Captain Fred, RBN.
Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. This is Captain Fred. This is Saturday, September the 10th of 2016. We've got Jim Strang on the line again. I think he's been dropping in and off. And we've got Bill from Wisconsin that's called in. Bill, are you still on there?
Yeah, I'm here, Captain Fred.
How you doing, Bill?
Hello to Jim, too. Hello, I said a couple weeks ago I was going to try some of this hemp oil. I got a product called Cannabitol, C-A-N-N-A-B-I-T-O-L, 500 milligrams, let's see, supercritical CO2 extracted, and I've been taking two droppers a day, one in the morning, one at night. And I gotta say, no miracles yet. So, how long do I gotta be taking this before I, see some positive?
You bought how did you get this? Was it? Did you buy it from eBay or?
No, I got a thing in the mail, and I read it over. Okay, the group is out of California, Hempland USA, Homegrown Health. So,
Well, I think Jimbo can probably answer that better than I can. Jimbo, what do you think about that?
Well, first I want to know what's in the ingredients for sure.
If there's anything from hemp seed oil, it's not going to do anything for you. You need extracted from the leaf with the CBDs in it. Seeds are good to eat because of the omega-3s and 6s, but there is nothing in hemp seed oil that helps as far as taking it as like you're taking it.
It's in a peppermint oil.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if you've tried any of our, well, obviously you haven't tried our product yet, but
no.
There's definitely, we are the real deal. We grow it, we manufacture it, we sell it. It is from the plant. You have everything that is going to benefit you in our product. I can't speak for them, but I would like to see what's in the ingredients since you haven't had any kind of relief of any sort.
Well, no, wait, you didn't say that. You said that you haven't noticed any rig miracles, but what have you noticed?
Well, I really haven't noticed anything. To be honest, I'm also taking, in addition to the other supplements, I'm trying something called CO2 lozenge. That's supposed to increase circulation. Schallenberger, have you ever heard of Dr. Schallenberger?
No, I have not.
He's out of Nevada, I believe. Huh. He's got a newsletter that I've been getting. And he's very much in favor of ozone, which is something else that I haven't been doing recently, but I have done, and I definitely had benefits from it.
Well,
this
Bill,
is a
see,
lozenge.
Yeah, Jimbo and I really, we're not doctors. We're closer to farmers than we are doctors. But that's really interesting because I had asked Jimbo today. I had a product that I bought, I guess last year, and I hadn't used any yet, and it was hemp protein. And while I was reading the label for all the what it has in it and what it does for you, I didn't notice anywhere that there was CBD in it. And I think that a lot of the hemp products are, while they say it's a what was the name of that product that you said you were using?
Cannabitol.
Now, cannabitol.
When I got the brochure on it, it says, it starts out, everybody's saying, I want my CBD. And then they, relate a couple stories. And the two guys that make it, I guess, are in Colorado. I'm not sure.
Huh.
Yeah. I want my CBD. I got it in the mail, and, they...
How much was it? How much was it? Do you mind if I ask?
Well, I forget exactly. I don't want to say out loud because my wife might be listening.
Now, there's the kind of mind control that really has the grips on America.
Well, it's been going on ever since there's been man and wife. I don't know that. She just said, excuse me.
I don't think CBD is going to help you with that, but.
Yeah, I agree, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think it's an epidemic. Well, you've got a product that obviously is being sold with CBD in it, and the only thing I can suggest is that maybe you're just not consuming enough of it. But what is it you're taking it for? What did you try to help
with? I got stiffness, I got prostate problems, I've got circulation problems,
And you've not noticed any improvement in your prostate or your...
Not really.
More,
enjoying it less.
Huh. Well, when I tried some of Jimbo's CBD, I noticed an improvement almost immediately on it. And I don't know if it's just me. It might have been just me. But I think that not all the products that call themselves cannabinoids or cannabinoils or whatever sometimes, you know, they may not have the concentrations. I know that Jim's CBD has a extremely high concentration of CBD per gram in it. I think the medical oil has like 88%, something like that. Gram, wasn't it? Or
yep, exactly.
Yeah, so you know, you might check the percentages of CBD, because a lot of them, if they have it in it, then they can say they have it in it. But you know, they might be putting so much into a mix that it doesn't really give you any benefit. But it's not hurtful, at least. It's not hurting you.
No. What's Jim's phone number? I'll call him off there.
I think ahead, Jimbo's.
Can I give that out over the air?
Man, I don't know. You might, or better still, what you might do is go to your web address and communicate on the web. Be easiest, I guess. I don't know, or you can leave. I tell you what, hey Bill, why don't you leave your phone number with the producer, and I'll get it and get it to Jimbo, and he'll give you a call back.
We'll do that.
Yeah, I'll call you today for sure.
All right.
Well, I appreciate you calling, Bill, and keep us up to date on that, because I'd like to see what's happening. But I'm going to look up the name of that supplier that you see and see if we can find some more information on that.
Okay.
Is that obviously, if we've got some listeners that are using different products, it'd be helpful for all of us to hear what kind of benefit or non-benefits you're getting from a product like that.
Exactly. I haven't even used one bottle of it, and I'm looking here. It says 25 portions in there per bottle, and I've had 25 out that anyway, and I still got quite a bit in the bottle. So I ought to double it.
And they're using a dropper to dispense it, huh?
Yeah, but the dropper's, you know, only like half when you use it.
I can't speak to
I understand that. They had one product 250 milligrams, and I got the 500.
Well, ours product's 500 per tablet. I don't do a dropper. I put mine in the gel cap, so it's easier for people to regulate their dosages. But I'm going to call you today. We're going to hook you up with some of our CBD, and you're going to call us back here in a week or two, and then we're going to hear what you have to say about this
product. Okay, now, so what do I do to talk to the engineer here? Does he have
when, when you hang up, he'll pick up on the phone, or when you go off air, he'll pick you up.
Okay. All right, thanks a lot.
Hey, listen, Bill, we'll talk to you next week then.
All right.
Well, Jimbo, you know, I think that a lot of people are confused about products. And see, that's where the FDA and the Food and Drug Administration falls down, because they're not even really interested in this. And they see the confusion as being a further bottleneck to understanding. And I think that... that's probably what we need to work on here, and I want to be open to any source of this CBD and this plant to everybody. We got another caller, I think, here. Let's see. Yeah, Jimbo, you can't really speak to anybody else's products, but you take a lot of care in selecting the plants that you turn into oil, and I know that you've been harvesting here the last few weeks. How much are you going to have enough of this stuff coming out to sell this year? Because I know that you said that you were going to take a lot of the seed from this crop for seed for next year. Next year, you're looking at 130 or 160 acres of this, and you know, what's that looking like? Is next year going to be a better year for us?
Well, next year it's going to be a better year as far as how much more we're planting and the yield. But we're still doing the same wonderful thing with the plant and the CBDs now. So we're just growing at this point.
Well, I know that we had planned on doing, or you had planned on doing a hemp maze last time we were on air, and that had to be put aside just because of the workload more than anything else. But I think that next year, with 130, 160 acres of this stuff, the hemp maze will be fun. Like I said before, well, you know, it's just amazing that people all have the same reaction when they see this plant. It's just it's amazement that this something that's been so natural and so wonderful for humanity has been illegalized. It's mind boggling.
That's right. It is mind boggling, but but we're growing and we're getting there. But next year is going to be great. And a lot of the reason for the maze this year is that it's just being kind of new to us, it came into seed a little quicker than we thought. And if we were to try to do the maize, I think we're going to lose the majority of our seed as well. And we don't want to do that.
No, you need that for next year for sure.
We do need that for next year.
Mm. Well, now the seed, you know, the reason why you, Bill was talking about the oil that he had, and you know the hemp oil, the hemp seed oil has CBD in it, but not in large quantities at all.
No, not at all. And like I said, when we did our testing on it, we even put some to lotion and tested it. It's just the benefits were not there. And I just want to tell people again, anything that they're buying as far as people claiming CBD, look at the ingredients. You want CBD extracted from the leaf of the plant and not the seed. I think you played a thing a few weeks ago about exercising and stuff. He was talking about CBDs, and even with vitamins, I mean, 90% of the stuff out there doesn't work, and we're going to get that with CBDs. It's just sad that people just try to make a profit from something and not research it and do the right thing, you know.
But well, now your oil pills, your hemp oil pills have 3.41% CBD?
Yeah, we're about 3.9% in the olive oil infused ones, yes.
That's with the CBD and no THC at all, or is there just a little bit of THC
in it? There's no THC whatsoever in it. There is a THCA, which is the acidic form, which does not bind with the property of THC, so you don't have to worry about the psychoactive effect from any acidic form of THC.
Yeah, I was going to suggest that anybody that's looking for a CBD, they might use those numbers for comparison. If their product doesn't have at least 3.1% of CBD, you're not getting as the strength
benefits.
Exactly. Yeah, the benefits that you might be, and so that's something that's not qualified anywhere. You don't see this on the television, on the afternoon news. You know, when they run the commercials for all their psycho drugs that they have, they they're busy telling you how it can destroy your life. But with CBD, you know, the FDA is not really giving us much of a hand up on this, and they should be. Because, you know, this is part of their bailiwick, you know, they're protecting people. And if we make a claim of CBD, then, you know, it needs to at least have some in it, or at least we need to know how much there is in it.
That's right.
You know,
exactly.
In Colorado, you're required to test for the ingredients of your medical marijuana, but is that required with your hemp also?
Yeah, the hemp is also required to have tested. Even when we put our harvest report in, we have to wait 30 days after we put the report in so they can come down and test, because we can't go over 0.3% of THC levels on the hemp side of it.
Yeah, well, that's understandable, though. And Colorado's doing pretty good at regulating these laws, too, from what I understand. They've got a lot of people that are working for that. And one of the things that I've noticed, and that you spoke at, too, was the Adams State is putting together a curriculum for hemp and medical marijuana. Is that right?
Yeah, they're doing a San Luis Valley Added Agricultural Sector Partnership, and that's going to be...
When is that going to start?
It is started already. They started this on April 4th of 2016, this year, so...
We're moving forward.
We're moving together, right? Well, Jimbo, hang on till after this. We got one more section here, and we'll be back. It's Captain Fred, RBN.
Robertson Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Robertson Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Robertson Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you tired of brown rust stains on your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? Don't live with these problems anymore. HydroCare's revolutionary well water systems, available at Wave Home Solutions, gives you clean, healthy, great-tasting water from every faucet. They remove iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Welcome back. This is Captain Fred. Bill in Wisconsin had ordered some a product that I guess it's called cannabinol. cannabinoid. Anyway, there's a lot of different manufacturers now that are producing a CBD oil. Some sell blends of different kinds of oil. I think that it's real careful that you be careful. I know that some of the hemp blends don't all use just the leafy green. They use the seeds. The organic virgin hemp seed oil is high in CBD, but and it's got all those CBs, CBNs and Gs, and so I think that we need to be cautious when you use these things. You've got to keep it in mind too that, like I said before, you know, if it doesn't affect you with a cost, if it's not dangerous. That the results, if they're dubious, at least you've not lost a lot. So, and at any of the disclaimers on any of the products, they always encourage you to do your own research and experimentation with hemp to find out what makes you feel better. I know that Bill was talking about taking 250 milligram drops twice a day, and I think that sounds a little bit low, depending on if he's not feeling any effects on it, then because it's not really going to be dangerous, it wouldn't hurt to double up on it. Jimbo, are you still on the line? Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yep. Actually, the olive oils we infuse are 500 milligrams, and people with you know, the problems that he is having, I would have him do two a day, one in the morning and one at night.
Yeah, that's what I was going to suggest, too. And from the same site, there's some people that take 1,000 milligrams a day with no problems. But the difference between the hemp oil and the medical marijuana oil is dramatic. It's a lot different, because of the addition of the natural THC that comes with that plant. And I think that if he truly has some serious effects, he might consider that kind of treatment. But like I say, the only place he's going to get that's going to be in Colorado. I think that the most important thing to do is, just like we've just said, if he's not experiencing what he wants to out of it, then maybe he's not taking a large enough dose.
Yeah, and that could be as well, for sure.
Well, Jimbo, here's another show in the bag. Let's go back to work. You know, these little breaks that we have are the only time we have when we're not busy doing our dirty deeds. Anyway, for this week, here's Captain Fred and Jimbo. Adios.
Good day.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy...
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN, and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage.
Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.